time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' blowout loss in Kansas City.
Congrats to the Chiefs. I thought they played really well. Executed both sides of the ball, played good physical football, and won a football game handily, all three phases. I feel like they coached better, they played better. Everything was better. So that's it. That's a game in the National Football League, and we'll have to go back to work, figure out how to try to win our next football game. And, we've got issues that we're dealing with, and we got to deal with them in a real smart way and find out how to line up and play our best game against the Texans. That's going to be our task this week. And I know our guys will go to work. I know our coaches will go to work to do that, and that'll be our challenge. So any other questions or any other conversations about it are going to be just that. We've got to get to work and get ready to play a football game and play well and try to find a way to win a game and get on track. I believe we're going to be a good football team. We're just not a good enough football team yet. And all the things that go with that are the challenges that you face in the National Football League when you get circumstances that we've had. So that's what we'll go to work on. What questions do you have?
John.
No, I don't. I don't have any really updates on seriousness of injuries right now. There's nothing that looks like it's season ending by any stretch for anybody, any of those guys. But we'll have to look at those injuries tomorrow and see where we're at going forward.
Coach, I know you're not going to make excuses, but you were down four starters to begin with on the defensive side, lost three more. Can you just talk about the impact of losing that many starters?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about with the challenges. I mean, those are the challenges that you do face from time to time, and you know, it's tough in a game like this against a really good team on the road. But you know, you got to try to find a way to win anyway. And we've never made excuses for those kind of things. And the guys who are up there are going to play well, and we've got to find ways to put our guys in the best positions to execute play after play and play a winning football game. You know, that'll be our challenge.
Could Lamar have come back in had it not been a three-score deficit?
I don't have the answer to that right now, yeah.
Do you know when what play the...
I don't have an answer for that, no.
John, I mean, can you think of a time when you have been this adversely impacted by injuries in a single game?
I haven't really thought about that. I don't know the answer to that. I just know that this is our circumstance right now. This is what we're going to have to deal with. You know, I like I told the guys before and I told the guys after the game, you know, I mean, I respect our guys. I respect our players. I respect our coaches. I know that we're going to go to work. And there's football to be played, you know, and there's a division to be won, you know, and we've got to find a way to become good enough to win it, you know. So it's a long season. But short term, it's a challenge right now. Our focus is on the Houston Texans game. That's what we've got to get locked in for, really, and find a way to play the kind of football game that we're going to need to play to win.
What do you think happened offensively? The first drive, you went right down the field, got a lot of people involved. What sort of changed for you guys?
Well, I mean, I think you just take it drive by drive. The second drive, we went down the field again, and we had a, you know, interception. You know, 54 made a great play. I mean, it's just a great football play he made. So that stopped that drive. Then the next drive, we came out, we had two good plays, but, we get two delay of games, you know. So we're trying to crowd noise. We're trying to, you know, signal some things or change plays or whatever we were trying to do. And we took the delay of games, unfortunately, you know. And there really weren't circumstances where we wanted to take timeouts there because, you know, you're going to need those timeouts. Thought we could overcome them, you know. And we almost did, but then we got another delay game. So that's really out of character for us. I mean, I can't remember the last time we really had delay of game penalties. That's never been something that's been an issue for us. So that's surprising, but we've got to deal with it. You know, we got to handle it. The next drive we came out and we had a no game play to start with. It's a quick out pass. We don't complete it. It's a quick pass. You want to try to do that against these guys. They're playing split safety or they're playing zone, and you want to try to get the ball out and it gets incomplete. Then you get a screen batted. Now you're 3rd and 10. It's hard to run on 3rd and 10, but sure, we'd have run the ball on that drive if we could have got something going, get the drive started, but we couldn't get the drive started. The last two drives are both two-minute drives, and that's what happened. And then now you're down. They go down and score. Now you're down, and we still came out and tried to run the ball in the third quarter, and then it became a two-minute game at that point.
John, you're sort of alluding to it right there, but Derrick Henry, I think, only had four carries in the first half.
That was it. I mean, that's my answer. That's the answer. That's the way the game went. You know, sometimes the game goes that way, and you don't have an opportunity like you want to. We're certainly planning on running the ball, and that was a big part of the plan. But We didn't really have the chances to get to it like we needed to. We needed to get that third and fourth drive going, you know, and we weren't able to do it.
John, how significant was their blitz? It seemed like they were having a good amount of success.
Well, I think the big one was the zero blitz where they got us for the big loss, you know, in the first half there. That was the big one. We tried to go to a max protection, and it just didn't work out for us. It was just a bad play for us. And that was a tough one. That was the worst one.
John, can you provide any additional details on it seems the decision to put Navi on IR in this situation?
I cannot. No, I cannot.
John, defensively outside of the
switch on that, you can't control. What do you feel needs to be with the focus to get the defense back on track?
Well, number one, we've got to become consistent, stopping the run up front. You know, that goes with the front, the linebackers, edge guys, DB showing up. That's got to be more consistent. Way too many times in this game, the Chiefs do what they do well. They get into third and short. You know, and our goal was to keep them in third, try to get them to third and six plus, you know, and that just consistently did not happen. And that's the combination of the run game, good quick passing game, you know, the boots and the different things they do. And they out-executed us for sure in those areas. So we've got to become much better there. That's just got to start with that.
Two more for Coach. You mentioned
the game script get out of hand, but I think three of the four early short yards, third and fourth down, you guys passed forward instead of running forward. You didn't get any of them. Was that just a situation where you felt like they were held leverage in certain spots?
I mean, that's play calling. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm happy about it at all. You know, I'm sure that Todd's not happy about it either. None of us are, you know. So you got to look at that and decide what you want to run there, you know, in some of those circumstances and situations. But, you know, if they work, they look good. They threw the ball in fourth and short and third and short a few times and completed them. So maybe we just need better plays. You know, we need plays that are gonna pop open. Maybe we've got to do a better job of game planning those plays. That's what I would say. I mean, I think that we need to put our guys in better position and give them opportunities to make plays in those situations. Because in a game like this, you got to be aggressive. You got to go for stuff, and we didn't get it done.
How concerned are you with 1-3 start?
I'm concerned, but I'm not overwhelmed by it. You know, we played. The three losses are against probably three of the top teams in the league, for sure. You know, and that's just the hand we've been dealt. But it doesn't really matter. We've got to win the next game, and then once you win the next game, then you have a chance to start stacking some wins, and that's what we've got to do. Big picture wise, but small picture wise, we got to do a great job of putting together a great game plan and a great practice, and then a great game.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right.